Efectivamente, buenos días, Marcela. Estamos con Jonathan Fowler, portavoz de la UNRWA en Jordania. La ayuda humanitaria entra en Gaza, pero aún la ONU la considera insuficiente. Por favor, Fer, podemos saludar al señor Fowler y preguntarle que si esta ayuda humanitaria está cumpliendo con lo pactado en los acuerdos de la semana pasada en Egipto.
Mr. Fowler, welcome to the show. The first question is, the humanitarian help that they're bringing in, is that in accordance to the deals that were made last week in Egypt?
Thank you very much for having me on the program. I mean, the United Nations was not involved directly in striking deals on the quantity of humanitarian aid. This, of course, was an intergovernmental thing, but I mean, no, clearly not. I mean, what is getting in so far is completely insufficient. There has to be a massive and rapid scale-up in humanitarian aid. There's no question about that. This is a population of 2 million people who have been pushed into a man-made famine by totally insufficient supply of aid. The aid is sitting, I mean, for example, the aid from UNRWA is in warehouses in Jordan and in Egypt, so it's sitting desperately close to the Gaza Strip, and it needs to be able to get in, and it has to get in without delay. There is no time to lose because lives depend on it.
Él dice que las Naciones Unidas no fueron partes en tratar de negociar la ayuda humanitaria la última semana en Egipto. Era algo que era estrictamente entre los gobiernos. Y dice que ahora la ayuda no es suficiente. Hay que ayudar a por lo menos 2 millones de personas, y muchas de las ayudas que ellos han traído ahorita están en almacenes en Egipto y en Jordania. Entonces dice sí que no es suficiente. Hay mucha gente que está sufriendo del hambre, mucha gente que está sufriendo, y que ahorita no es suficiente la ayuda.
Ayuda insuficiente, como dice nuestro invitado, y también otra de las críticas, otro de los aspectos a mejorar, según están alertando algunas organizaciones humanitarias, es el facilitar, el suavizar esa entrada, esos protocolos de entrada de esos camiones, que por ejemplo pues se ralentizan debido a la inspección militar de mucho de esos de ese contenido. Esa parte también es uno de los problemas que se está enfrentando ahora la población, esa dificultad para que lleguen los camiones sin ningún tipo de demora.
A lot of the criticism has been when it comes to receiving aid and how it's not such an easy process. Is there anything in the works right now to make that humanitarian aid have an easier process of being delivered to the people that need help?
Well, again, I mean, that's primarily a question that needs actually to go to the Israeli authorities in terms of facilitation of the flow of aid. There are many, many different players, of course, in this. But, I mean, let's be realistic. This remains a war zone. I mean, this is an area that is covered in rubble. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of displaced people who've been forcibly displaced over and over and over. Lack of food, lack of supplies, people having to go to locations far from where they have been forcibly displaced to collect aid, lack of water, starvation, you know, health issues, all of these things. So it's, I mean, the situation on the ground, you know, it's not that simple to scale up and get aid to people quickly. But the point is, there has to be a will to do this. There has to be a desire to actually allow a massive unrestricted flow of aid supplies at the scale necessary. This is an unprecedented humanitarian crisis. And the other thing is, the aid has to get to where people in need are. And we can't have this situation where people are having to walk, you know, people are starving, having to walk many dozens of kilometers to get to aid locations. So this is about the ability to deliver. Now, I just want to emphasize that we have 12,000 staff working inside the Gaza Strip from UNRWA. They have never stopped working throughout this war, and they are ready to play their part in the distribution of aid. In the meantime, they continue to provide health care, they continue to provide clean water, psychological support, learning activities for children, all of these things. So the capacity is there, it just needs the aid to come in and then for it to be able to be distributed across the territory.
Es un problema que tiene que resolver el gobierno de Israel. Dice que no es fácil, no es un proceso fácil poder traer toda esta ayuda a la gente que lo necesita. Obviamente hay mucha destrucción en las áreas, hay mucha gente que tiene que caminar muchos kilómetros de donde están ahorita para poder tratar de recibir esa ayuda. Él menciona ahorita que hay más de 12.000 personas trabajando en Gaza, y esas 12.000 personas que están ahí están pudiendo dar agua limpia, comida, también poder darle educación a los niños. Entonces dice que sí hay gente para poder hacerlo. El problema más grande, como mencionan, es que no están haciendo lo suficiente para hacerlo fácil recibir esta ayuda.
Desde ayer solo están entrando en la Franja de Gaza los primeros suministros de ayuda humanitaria desde hace ya muchos meses. ¿Qué productos o qué contienen esos camiones que son los primeros en entrar en Gaza, y por qué es primordial que entre este tipo de ayuda primero?
So there is a first wave of help that's entering the area. In those trucks that are providing the aid, what's in there? What's in those trucks, and what's the importance of what's in there? Is there anything in particular?
As I said, there's no UNRWA truck going through, so I can't speak to what's in other organizations' trucks. Some of these trucks are commercial trucks. I mean, we're hearing that there are various kind of food supplies, shelter materials, but that's not something that we've been able to be involved in. What I can say is that the kind of stuff that we have ready and waiting to go in I'll give you an example. In a warehouse in Jordan, we have many, many boxes of food, enough food to last a family of five people for 2 weeks. And those kind of food boxes, they contain dried milk, they contain rice, chickpeas, canned beans, sugar, tea. They contain sardines in cans, these kind of things. The food supplies that need to come in need to be nutritionally balanced to help to undo the damage of malnutrition. That's exactly the kind of aid that we have had sitting waiting. And in fact, this aid has been blocked since March. Overall, we UNRWA, we have enough food to feed the entire population of the Gaza Strip for about 3 months. Other supplies, and again, I mean, this is the kind of typical thing that goes in, but I can tell you what's in a classic UNRWA box. So a hygiene kit for a family of five people for 2 weeks. That would include soap, towels, sanitary pads, baby wipes, laundry powder, disinfectant, these kind of things. Basically so that people living in tents and people living in amongst ruins are actually able to have some dignity in the location where they are living. And
yes, so we can translate here, Jordan. Sí, él dice que de la ayuda humanitaria que está entrando ahorita, que mencionaron, dice que él no sabe mucho de eso. Lo que él sí sabe es de la fundación de él, y él dice que ahorita en almacenes en Jordania y en Egipto, ellos tienen suficiente comida para ayudar a una familia en Palestina por 2 semanas, y eso incluye comidas y alimentos que necesitan para tratar de combatir con la malnutrición que ellos han tenido por tanto tiempo. También menciona que en los paquetes de ellos, de UNRWA, también tienen paquetes de higiene, que tiene pasta de dientes, para lavar la ropa y todo lo que necesitan, que duraría por lo menos 2 semanas. Y bueno, menciona nuevamente que ellos han tenido muchos problemas en tratar de llevar esa ayuda a la gente que lo necesita, y que ahorita la mayoría de la ayuda que ellos tienen está en almacenes.
Él nos hablaba al principio de esta entrevista de lo insuficiente de momento de esa ayuda que está llegando a esa franja de Gaza. Dentro de su conocimiento y de su experiencia, ¿cuántos camiones de ayuda humanitaria diarios se necesitarían para establecer una fuente segura de alimentación y medicamentos para los más de 2 millones de habitantes de la franja de Gaza?
Well, we've mentioned in the beginning of the interview how hard it is to give humanitarian aid to the people that need it in Gaza. In your experience and with the work that you're doing, could you give us an estimation on roughly how many trucks of aid would have to enter Gaza on a daily basis in order to help the over 2 million people that need that help?
Approximately, and based on the experience from the previous ceasefire, the usual number for a minimum survival needs is around 600. It's not an exact science, but that's the sort of benchmark, 600 trucks a day, absolute minimum, in order to meet the minimum survival needs of the population. But that was during the previous ceasefire. The population has been starved since then, so the needs are actually greater.
So much for joining us on the show, and thank you so much for your insight.
Thank you.
Él menciona que mínimo para poder sobrevivir se necesitaría que entre 600 camiones de ayuda para Gaza, pero dice que ese número es un estimado y ahora sería mucho más, porque por mucho tiempo la gente de Gaza sufrió de malnutrición. Entonces dice que por ahora no se sabe exactamente qué sería el número, pero mínimo para poder sobrevivir 600.